Right, hello. Hello everyone. Welcome to the last talk before delirium, I guess, last talk of today. My name is Javier Crespo. I'm from Spain. I work at a company called Desi Robotics. We design monitoring devices, remote monitoring devices, so low power, usually solar panel and so on. And we design like from the prototyping phase to mass manufacturing, or at least series of 50, 100, 200 devices. Today I want to talk about a project in particular in which a customer required us to build or to design a photometer, which is a device that tracks and monitors light pollution. And for the first time, we decided to use Rust for the firmware. So it was, for us, it was a big decision because this has to work. This had to work, and it had to work not only for the prototypes, but for the devices that are deployed in the middle of nowhere, basically. So yeah, first of all, a disclaimer, this doesn't intend to be a deep dive into Rust. There was a dev room for that. There were great talks about Rust and embedded Rust this morning and this afternoon. But the talk is about looking back at the project and asking the questions, was it the right decision? Should we do it again or not? So yeah, well, first of all, a few words about light pollution. Why is that important? Our customer was the European Space Agency and Liber Space Foundation. So obviously the main reason was for astronomy. I don't think it needs any more explanation why is that important. But light pollution is also important for it has an impact in many other areas, such as public health. It has an impact on ecology. There are great resources online trying to correlate the bird migration routes and the sources of artificial light. And in fact, our customers today, they are looking into using our device for doing that. It has an impact on, well, in cultural, a loss of cultural identity and so many other consequences. From the technical point of view, to measure light pollution, pretty much all you need is a photodiode. And there are several ways to interface that with your microcontroller. The one on the left is the one that most of the devices were using when we started the project. It's a chip from AMS that converts the current, the output of the photodiode to frequency-encoded pulses, and then you just count edges for a given amount of time. And the one on the right is the version that we are using now. It's a new chip with an S2C interface. It has a couple of channels. You can configure interrupts. You can configure the gain, the integration time. But in the end, it's the same. It's a photodiode, but a bit more powerful. And yeah, I want to. This is really important, the S2C interface, because the project, from the systems design point of view, pretty much all you need is an S2C interface, and then some kind of connectivity to send the data to the internet. In our case, that was Wi-Fi. So for this project, all we needed was Wi-Fi and S2C. So yeah, choosing Rust was not like a big decision of this will never work. It was, easy. So yeah, why Rust? Well, there are many language features that are interesting and relevant for embedded devices. I chose actually these three from the official website. I'm going to go quickly through them. The first one is the static analysis, the powerful static analysis. I don't know what happens there, but yeah. So what that means can define a GPIO, a GPIO struct, and then depending on whether it's an input or it's configured an input or as an output, you have access to different functions. So what does it mean? For instance, if you declare a GPIO, add compilation time